नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग दी सेकेंड वर्स ऑफ मन शिक्षा। फर्स्ट वर्स स्पीक्स अबाउट व्हाट अ पर्सन डस और व्हाट ही शुड डू एज सून एज ही गेट्स द फेथ इन प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति। वी सॉ ही हैज टू डेवलप अट्रैक्शन फॉर दीज थिंग्स। गुरौ गोष्ठे गोष्ठालयेषु सुजने भूसुरगणे स्वमंत्रे श्रीनामनि व्रज नवयुव द्वंद्वशरणे। But how is it possible? Sada dambam hitva kuru ratim apurvam atitaram. Aye swantar brather chatubir abhiyache mutapada. So like that one has to cajole his mind and try to or do whatever is needed for the mind to get attracted to these six. गुरौ गोष्ठे गोष्ठालयेषु सुजने भूसुरगणे स्वमंत्रे श्रीनामनि व्रज नवैव द्वंद्वशरणं। एट। सो हाउ विल द माइंड गेट अट्रैक्टेड? माइंड विल गेट अट्रैक्टेड इफ फ्रॉम वन साइड द सेंसेस आर प्रोवाइडिंग द गेटवेज आर प्रोवाइडिंग द इंप्रेशंस अबाउट दिस एट and from the other side intelligence is convincing the mind that this is very glorious. So the intelligence should be in touch with guru sadhu shastra to help understand the glories of these eight, and the senses should very carefully acquire only impressions about these eight. So the mind has no choice. So mind's tendency is always to make the best use of the bad bargain. Mind is the best. Mind is trained in this one thing. Whatever you supply, within that it will find the best. Nimnam apa eva swayam. Just like water, whatever may be a meager slope, it need not be vertical. 90 degree slope hai toh upar se niche a jayega. 1 degree slope hai toh bhi, उतना ऊपर से उतना नीचे वो आ जाएगा। दैट इज द नेचर ऑफ वाटर और लिक्विड इज टू नेचुरली फ्लो टुवर्ड्स द लो लाइंग एरिया। सिमिलरली माइंड विल आल्सो नेचुरली फ्लो टुवर्ड्स द मोस्ट प्लेजर गिविंग अमंगस्ट द ऑपर्चुनिटीज दैट वी प्रोवाइड टू द माइंड। दैट इज वाई इवन इन हेल माइंड फाइंड्स प्लेजर। इट डज नॉट वॉन्ट टू डाई। No one wants to die in hell. Narakastopi deham vai puman natyaktum icchati. Even in hell, one does not want to give up his body because his mind has that nature of finding some pleasure even in hell.
It's difficult to convince people, na? Then they are used to finding pleasure. If the nature of the mind is to find pleasure in there, this thing, and you tell people there is no pleasure,
so you can't just tell that there is no pleasure. You have to give them, while telling that you have to give them access to higher pleasure. So that's why Prabhupada, when he used to preach, he used to tell, you don't have to change anything. You just chant. You just follow this process. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to change your lifestyle. But then when they start doing it, naturally they feel that this lifestyle is not very conducive for me to do it, and they automatically change their lifestyle. So we have to give them that higher things. पहले से ही हम do's and don'ts बोलते रहेंगे तो they will not get attracted. Creating the appetite is the most important thing. Otherwise, whatever we may have the most exquisite feast. But if you don't bother to create the appetite, then no one will eat.
Creating the shraddha, container to hold the nectar.
So that is the most important thing. So, but this is possible if we give up sada dambam hitva, pride. And pride of many types we saw. And Shivaram Swami Maharaj writes that if we hear these pastimes in a prayerful mood, the pastime of Nalakuvera and Manigriva, the pastime of Arishtas, or pastime of Putana, pastime of Trinavarta, pastime of Shakatasura, and the pastime of the Brahman Patnis, and two more. So, by these pastimes, one gets rid of, if we hear it in the proper prayerful mode and in a submissive way, then we can get rid of pride. And we get rid of pride because pride is the reason why we are not developing that apurvam atitaram rati towards these eight items. So if we give that up and we make it conducive for the mind to develop attraction for these eight, then we are taking a very solid step in the direction of raganuga, developing raganuga attraction towards the Supreme Lord. This is natural, there is nothing esoteric about it. So then, in the next verse he says that nadharmam nadharmam shrutigana niruktam kilakuru vraje radha krishna prachura paricharyam ihatanu sachi sunum nandishwarapati sutatve guruvaram mukunda preshtatve smara param ajasram nanumana. He says, my dear mind, nadharmam nadharmam shrutigana niruktam kilakuru. Please don't get attached to the pious and impious activities which have been prescribed in the scriptures. Because if you get attracted to piety and start accumulating piety, then you would want to enjoy that piety.
Gain of punya.
So, he says that nadharmam nadharmam shrutigana niruktam, that which has been mentioned in the scriptures, kila kuru, never do, never get attracted. Indeed, do not perform any pious acts prescribed in the Vedas and supporting literature, or sinful acts forbidden in them. Then what you should do? Vraje, stay in Vrindavan. Radha Krishna prachura paritaryam ihatanu, perform abundant service for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna while staying in Vrindavan.
Last verse may be hui na. Vraja nama yugala dvandva sharane.
Correct.
Office hui repeat kar raha hai sir.
Repetition means importance. But staying in Vrindavan was not mentioned in the previous verse. Here staying in Vrindavan is mentioned. Developing attraction for Vrindavan was mentioned. Staying in Vrindavan was not mentioned in the previous verse. It said that Bhusaragane Swamanteshi Namni Vrajana Viva Dandva Sharane Sadadamam Hitva Kuru Ratim. It says Ratim Apurvam Atitaram Ratim. Excessive and unprecedented attraction for these six. For these eight things, it says. But now he says, stay in Vrindavan. Vraje Radha Krishna Prachura Paricharyam. Vraje, in Vrindavan start worshipping Radha and Krishna. Sachi Sonum Nanda. So in this whole worship of Radha and Krishna, what is the role of worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sachi Sonum Nandishwara Pati Sutatve. It is not against the principle of worshipping Radha and Krishna. Understand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as being non-different from Nanda Nandan Krishna. And then where is the, what is the role of worshipping Guru in this whole Vraja Radha Krishna only, na? What is the role of worshipping Guru? Guruvaram Mukunda Preshtatve. So he is Priyayevatasya. Because he is most dear to Mukunda, you worship him. So this is, this becomes Tadiya, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. So this is also not disconnected from worshipping Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. Shachi Shonam Nandishwara Pati Sutatve Guruvaram Mukunda Preshtatve Smaraparam Ajasram Nanumanam. Ajasram, constantly think in this way. So therefore your worship of Guru is non-different from worshipping Krishna. So in this context we read Bhaktivinoda Thakur's explanation. We saw that Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that the Shruti's essence is one should constantly serve Radha and Krishna. Externally, whatever a human being does, he falls into the either one of the category of either dharma or adharma. Then one may say, if we reject both dharma and adharma, then how can our life be sustained? So, therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami is not prohibiting us from engaging in any activity of this world. Okay. He says, actually, there are two kinds of living entities in this world. Those who are spiritually ignorant and those who are spiritually intelligent. For the spiritually ignorant living entities, there are the Shruti and Smriti to regulate their lives, to encourage them from to encourage them in living a pious life and to discourage them from living an impious life. And for such people, fear of punishment motivates them to not stray into the direction of adharmic life. Okay. But those who are spiritually independent, they are actually conscious of their spiritual identity as the servant of the Lord. So they do not need and should not do actions motivated by fear. Fear should not be their motivation in doing things. So therefore, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami here is instructing someone who has realized or who has realized the spiritual identity as being servants of Radha and Krishna. So therefore such people should not give too much regard to dharma and adharma. They should, their practice should not be guided by what is dharma, what is adharma. Rather what is favorable for pleasing Radha and Krishna and what is unfavorable for pleasing Radha and Krishna.
गलत तरीके से भी कोई समझ के ये करेगा
क्या
धर्म अधर्म उतना ये मत करो आउट ऑफ कॉन्टेक्स्ट को इसको
समझो आउट ऑफ कॉन्टेक्स्ट मतलब क्या है दिस इज फर्स्ट थिंग गुरुवरम मुकुंद प्रेष्टत्वे गुरु का रोल क्या है खाली वर्शिप के लिए है क्या गाइडेंस के लिए भी है ना गुरु विल गाइड डोंट डू इंडिपेंडेंटली बी अंडर द गाइडेंस ऑफ द गुरु ठीक है व्हाट एवर is mentioned here, but under the guidance of the Guru. Those persons who live according to Varnashram should do those actions in a mode related to pure devotional service. For example, those who are married should establish the deity form of the Lord at home. Then all activities such as earning money, farming, etc. Should be done in the mode of identifying oneself as a servant of the deity. Karo, jo bhi hai. but the mood should be establish the deity, and the home belongs to the deity, the earnings belongs to the deity, and they are the prime enjoyers. Then all the activities, one should never think that I am the enjoyer and master. I can exploit the fruits of my work for my own enjoyment. According to Hari Bhakti Vilas, even rituals such as Shraddha, offering to the ancestor, should be performed in the mood of service to the deities. Matlab, you offer bhoga to the deities and offer the prasad to the ancestors. When a person has no more attachment and dependency upon the principles of Varnashram, which means at the stage of bhava, the pure intrinsic nature of devotional service or the pleasure to the divine couple is easily available. Then one can live in Vrajadham at least mentally, if not both physically and mentally. Then he says, Shachishunum Nandishwarapati Sutatve. Meditate on Lord Chaitanya as the son of Mother Shachi, as non-different from Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda. Either the very beginning of worshipping the divine couple starts with worshipping of one's guru and pleasing the guru. After guru, one remembers Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And while meditating on Gauranga Mahaprabhu, one should meditate on Gauranga Mahaprabhu to be non-different from Krishna. If worship is done otherwise, the ultimate perfection will not come. If, however, someone worships Chaitanya Mahaprabhu separately from Radha and Krishna, one will not be able to understand how he is non-different from Shri Krishna. Having established that Shri Krishna, Shri Nandanandan, is non-different from Lord Chaitanya, Shri Sachinandan, one is then able to remember Shri Chaitanya even while worshipping Shri Krishna, or worship remember Shri Krishna even while worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he talks about Guruvaram Mukundas Preshtatve Preshtatve Smaramana. Oh my dear mind, meditate on the Guru to be the most dear servant of Krishna. The worshipper should think Shri Krishna, who is like an ocean of mercy, has sent his intimate associate in order to take me home back to Godhead. You should see the Guru as being personally sent by Krishna to take us back home, back to Godhead. It is also most appropriate to respect and regard Sri Gurudev as an intimate friend of Srimati Radharani. So, this is gradually when one moves from Vaidhi Sadhana to Raganuga Sadhana, his nature of worship of the Guru changes. In Vaidhi Sadhana, he sees the Guru as a perfect representative of the Parampara. In Raganuga Sadhana, not that he gives up the Guru, but apart from seeing the Guru as a perfect representative of the Parampara, he starts seeing the Guru as an intimate friend and associate of Krishna, as one of the manjaris. So you see your guru acting as the manjari, engaging you in the service of the divine couple. So all the more the respect and appreciation of the guru increases. Not that at the stage of Raganuga you give up the advice of the guru, but rather one feels all the more dependent on the guidance of the Guru. So, in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. Then, we read Sachinandan Maharaj's commentary, and we also read Srila Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj's commentary on this. We started reading Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj's commentary. We have completed about half of it. So, we will not go over the whole thing. he explains about worshipping, how you worship Guru and Lord Chaitanya. You consider Guru as Mukunda Preshta and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nandishwara Patisuta. And then he speaks about giving up adharma, adharmic life, how one should give up adharmic life. So till here we have seen. And the next topic that he will discuss is giving up attachment to dharma. What does it mean when one can give up attachment to dharma? That is the next subject matter that he is going to discuss for a long time. And in fact, till the end, he is going to discuss on this point only. Okay? So, we will discuss this now. So, now he is going to discuss about giving up attachment to dharma. This is something we need to discuss.
Third one,
Second. Second. Na dharmam, na dharmam, shrutigana niruktam kilaku. Dharma. So he says, at what stage do we have to give up this attachment to dharma? See, a point na
important.
Toda, it needs to be properly understood. Okay. This is where big confusion arises. So a point ko toda hum ध्यान से डिस्कस करेंगे. द सेकेंड वर्स मेक्स अस थिंक अबाउट हाउ टू गो ऑन प्लेइंग अवर रोल इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एंड साइमल्टेनियसली इनवर्डली फाइंड अवर सेल्स इन द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड इन वृंदावन. सो एक्सटर्नली यू लिव इन द वर्ल्ड बट इंटरनली यू आर लिविंग इन वृंदावन. अगेन रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इज इंस्ट्रक्टिंग हिज माइंड सेइंग ओ माइंड न धर्मम न धर्मम श्रुतिगण निरुक्तम किल कुरु. यू मस्ट स्टॉप एक्टिंग इन अकॉर्डेंस विद द धर्म डिस्क्राइब्ड इन द श्रुति इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स. सी बेसिकली व्हाट इट मीन्स इज लेट व्हाट इज धर्म एंड व्हाट इज अधर्म नॉट बी योर गाइडिंग लाइट. दैट्स व्हाट इट मीन्स. ही डस नॉट से स्टॉप डूइंग धर्म स्टॉप डूइंग अधर्म. Which means that should not be your guiding principle. Guiding principle should be what is pleasing to Krishna. What is pleasing to Krishna automatically dharmic category mein aayega na wo.
What she is bata diya na.
So aisa nahi hai ki ye varnashram mein hai kya, ye varnashram mein hai kya, ye varnashram mein hai kya. Matlab that need not be the guiding light. What the guru says. What is pleasing to Krishna? So, matlab, the choice of our activities, what decides the choice of our activities, that paradigm should change. Not the activities. Arey, varnashram hai kya? Raghunath Das Goswami ne bola hai, ki nadharmam kuru. To matlab, ye varnashram activity ko main nahi karunga. Vaisa nahi hai. So, the point is, a person on the platform of karma, his paradigm of thinking is this my dharma or not? Is this my dharma according to my varna and ashrama? That is his guiding principle. If yes, he follows. If not, he does not follow. When one becomes qualified for bhakti, his thought process changes. Aisa nahi ki jo bhi varnashram hai wo reject karta hai. But he starts seeing whether it is favorable for my bhakti or not. If some aspect of varnashram is unfavorable for bhakti, he does not accept. If some aspect of varnashram is favorable, he accepts. But the point is, when he is accepting some element of varnashram, he is doing it not because it is according to varnashram, but only because it is favorable for bhakti. So the guiding light has changed. Na? The guiding principle is different. one should not say who is a devotee, one who rejects Varnashram is a devotee. Vaisa hai kya? That is not the understanding. But the point is, what is the guiding principle? That should be understood. So, and in many cases, many of the elements of Varnashram may be favorable for bhakti. But it is accepted because it is anukul to bhakti, not because it is Varnashram. That is the point. We don't say that we should outright reject Varnashram. No. We say whatever is favorable for bhakti, you accept. That is the point. And if some elements of Varnashram are favorable, we accept. But we are accepting it in the mood of accepting those things which are pleasing to Krishna. Therefore, it is bhakti. Correct. So, abhi ek doctor uses his scalpel to operate and cure a person, and a similar knife a thief or a murderer may use to kill a person. So, knife use kar raha sab adharma kar raha hai ke. So, even though both are using a knife, but one is doing a so-called dharmic activity, another is doing so-called adharmic activity. So, it is not in the activity, it is in the purpose. Both are cutting the stomach. You pay one, whereas you try to arrest the other person for doing the same activity. So, the point is, yes, we do accept some principles, but not because it is Varnashram, but because that activity is favorable for devotional service. Like that. So that mood of acceptance is what determines whether it is bhakti or karma. Not the activity itself. That is not how it is defined in the scriptures. The mood of acceptance of that activity is what defines whether it is karma or bhakti. You must stop acting in accordance with the dharma described in the Shruti, in the scriptures, and you must stop acting in accordance with adharma, that is violating your dharma. See, the point is, impossible. Agar ek higher understanding nahi hai, toh impossible. Stop acting according to your dharma. If you stop acting according to your dharma, it is immediately adharma. Karmanyevadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karmaphala heturbur ma te sangostu akarmani. Don't be attached to not doing your activity, because that is also vikarma. So, if you say na dharmam kuru, then you are automatically performing adharma. And then he says, na adharmam kuru. How is it possible? It is practically impossible to not do dharma and not do adharma. So, what he is telling is, change your paradigm. Let your paradigm not be dharma and adharma. Let your paradigm be what is pleasing to Krishna. That is the point. So, what should be your guiding light in choosing your activities? That's what he is telling. Ye hum vaidhi sadhana ka star pe bhi kar sakte hain. This understanding, to act in this understanding, is expected of a vaidhi sadhaka also. Ye bhava aur prem ka star ka nahi bol rahe hain. What is pleasing for Krishna can be decided at the level of vaidhi sadhana also. One should not say that, you know, one has to come to the level of bhava and prema only for that. In other words, you should not follow dharma and you should not follow adharma. It is possibly not. So literally, if you take this literally, it is impossible to follow this. Because the moment you stop following your dharma, you are immediately following adharma. From the beginning, Raghunath Das Goswami says, Shruti Gana, Vedic scriptures. The scriptures describe every possible responsibility of a living being, both dharma and adharma. There are two categories of living beings, The first is the intelligent who are enlightened, possess spiritual knowledge, and who live in accordance with the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Vigya. The second is the ignorant, the unenlightened, Agya. Raghunath Das Goswami's instruction, Nadharmam, Nadharmam, Shrutigana, Niruptam, Kila Kuru, is addressed to the Vigya, the enlightened people. So, Abhi, this injunction, so what category do we fall? Vigya or Agya?
Vigya.
Correct. Here, Maharaj quotes Jiva Goswami's definition. And he says, actually we are Agya. This is from a different point of view, he is telling. Jiva Goswami gives an interesting definition of the ignorant person or the person with materialistic tendencies as someone who identifies with the body. In a sense, most of us are faced with the same problem. We do not understand that we are soul. We have an understanding. We don't have a realization of that. But basic understanding is there. And we identify with the body. Yes, we are identifying with the body. But I know that's wrong identification. Despite the numerous instructions that we have heard, Jiva Goswami also gives a slightly different definition that allows us to understand more clearly how to stop being an ignorant person. He explains that an ignorant person is someone whose mind and intelligence are not absorbed in the message or teaching of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. These people are not fully focused on the teaching set down in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and have not learned to see the world through the prism of these teachings. The only way to remove the ignorance of identifying with the body, as we have explained in verse 1, is to stand back and look at ourselves with an outward eye from the point of view of Bhagavad Gita and the other scriptures. We take to take Krishna's standpoints. Why does Srila Prabhupada call our path Krishna consciousness? It is because of how we should look at everything from Krishna's point of view. For example, the first time Srila Prabhupada flew on a plane, he was going from New York to San Francisco. The plane started approaching San Francisco and he saw small houses and cars moving on the roads, which fascinated him. He started saying, look, they are like matchboxes. Then he called his servant and pointed at the tiny houses through the window, which delighted the servant to look at all this together with Srila Prabhupada. Then Srila Prabhupada looked at him and said, now imagine how this entire world looks from Krishna's perspective. If it appears so small even from a plane, and the people running around are very insignificant, so imagine what all this looks like to him, Krishna. The path of Krishna consciousness means that we look at everything from Krishna's perspective, and that we try to see everything in terms of Krishna. If we have learned to see the world from his viewpoint, then we move from the category of the ignorant to the category of the enlightened. What does an ignorant person need to do in order to move into this other category? Agnya se vigna jane ke liye kya karna chahiye? We have already established with certainty that we fall into the category of ignorant. We means the devotees. What do we need to do while we are still ignorant? So Maharaj says we need to follow dharma. I slightly differ from this understanding. Because if you already established this, then the rest of manasiksha is not for us. अगर आप बोलेंगे कि ये शिक्षा किसको देना है जो स्पॉन्टेनियस लेवल पे नहीं पहुंचा है उसके लिए शिक्षा चाहिए. ये जो शिक्षा है साधक के लिए है कि जिसने साध्य का स्तर का प्राप्त कर लिया उसके लिए, कि साधक साधक के लिए ही है ना। तो द पॉइंट इज रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इज नॉट एडवोकेटिंग टू गिव अप धर्म, ही इज एडवोकेटिंग अ चेंज ऑफ पैराडाइम विच एट दिस स्टेज ऑल्सो अ वैदिक साधका इज एक्सपेक्टेड टू डू। ही हैज टू ट्राई टू चेंज हिज पैराडाइम। लाइक हम हरिनाम चिंतामणि में परसों डिस्कस कर रहे थे चौपाटी में, वेयर भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर राइट्स अ डिवोटी स्टार्ट्स प्रैक्टिसिंग अनसेल्फिशनेस।
साधक को बोल रहे थे
तो प्रैक्टिसिंग अनसेल्फिशनेस मतलब क्या है?
अनसेल्फिशनेस साधक है।
सो व्हाई वुड यू सी you are practicing unselfishness means you have not become unselfish. Now the question is, then why you are practicing unselfishness? Why?
Habit.
Why? Why you are practicing something? Why you want to practice something?
In order to become perfect in that.
Because you want to become perfect in that, right? So when you are practicing unselfishness, you are practicing it because you value unselfishness and you want to become unselfish. Correct? And the fact that you are practicing it, which means you have not perfected, which means there are some selfish desires. So at least a theoretical understanding is there, but the realization is not there. At realization means at that point it becomes spontaneous. So even a Vaidhi Sadhaka has to practice. Kriti Sadhya Bhavet Sadhya Bhavasa Sadhana Vidha. Even at Vaidhi Sadhana, Sadhana Bhakti level, your aspiration is Bhava. So therefore, what Raghunath Das Goswami is advocating here is to not give up Dharma but to change the paradigm. If that is the understanding, even at the Vaidhi Sadhaka level, he has to work on this paradigm. What would please Krishna? He should at least practice it. If he gets into the category of, you know, what is Dharma, what is Adharma, what is Dharma, what is Adharma. Yes, he has to, but that is taken care automatically when you try to look in the perspective of what is pleasing to Krishna. Because anything that is adharmic, will it be pleasing to Krishna? So, ye paradigm to devotee ko chahiye na? That is the point. So, here he says, Maharaj says, what do we need to do while we are still ignorant? He says, we need to follow dharma. Okay. We can't identify with philosophy. We cannot see this world from Krishna's perspective. So, what can we do? Focusing on Krishna isn't so simple. We should focus on how to observe the rules of scriptures that constitute dharma. And this is something that anyone can do. Which means, do we have to sit and study the dharma shastras? We have to sit and study bhakti shastras only, na? And bhakti shastras, see, rules and regulations are not given only in dharma shastras. Rules and regulations are given in bhakti shastras also. अभी 64 आइटम्स में जो रूप गोस्वामी बोलते हैं, फर्स्ट 10 आर डूस, नेक्स्ट 10 आर डोंट्स, वो भक्ति शास्त्र में ही है ना। अभी उसको छोड़ के उसके पहले हमको धर्मशास्त्र को पढ़ना है क्या? जरूरत नहीं है। प्रभुपाद नेवर टॉट इट बिकॉज Rupa Goswami, whatever is needed, he would have included it in Bhakti Samsara. Na? That is the point. Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipunau Saddharma Samsthapako. So, here he says that we must now very clearly understand at what point we can and we must reject all the instructions of Dharma. Here Raghunath Das Goswami says that we must do it. Nadharmam nadharmam shrutigana niruktam kilakuru. However, we need to understand when we must do that because we must be careful not to do it prematurely. If we do that too early, the result can be very unfortunate. See, Maharaj is presenting this from a slightly different context, and the context that we are discussing is slightly different. Which means, don't prematurely start to act on the platform of spontaneous love. That's what Maharaj is telling. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought is not just bhakti, but a special form of bhakti that we all must aspire to as the highest religious principle. He came to give people raga, a form of practice that should develop in our hearts as a burning desire to serve Krishna, just like the inhabitants of Vrindavan have done and are still doing. The instructions of Manas Siksha are to be followed so that ultimately this raga, attachment to Krishna, is awakened in our hearts. The first verse introduced us to the sphere of spiritual attachment, explaining the major obstacle to the development of this attachment, which is pride. Pride forces us to identify with this body and the roles we play in life. It forces us to become attached to the material world. This is the weakness of the heart. Later, Raghunath Das Goswami describes specific forms in which this pride manifests itself. But at the very beginning, he says that in order to develop attachment, we must overcome our pride, and simultaneously we must start forming our spiritual identity, which consists of spiritual emotions. So giving up material identity and start forming spiritual identity. From his instruction, Raghunath Das Goswami explains that we should try to attain our spiritual selves, being attached to the spiritual world, Vrindavan. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, the spiritual master, the holy name, the mantra, which the spiritual master gives us, and ultimately to the ever youthful couple of Raja, Gurav Goshte Goshtalayishu. That is how you develop your spiritual form. And how you give up your material form? By giving up pride. Beginning from the second verse, he explains step by step what we should do. The first step Raghunath Das gives to his mind is, O mind, give up attachment to dharma and adharma. He doesn't say give up dharma. He says give up attachment to dharma.
Whatever conducive, you have to perform dharma. Bhakti line marega to.
Correct. So the point is, your principle of, the guiding principle is what is pleasing to Krishna, not what is dharma. And what is pleasing to Krishna is automatically dharmic. So you are automatically doing dharma only. But not because it is dharma, but because it is pleasing to Krishna. That the difference is very subtle.
Morality and transcendental morality.
So what principle is guiding?
Krishna told to Yudhishthira to speak lies. Externally speaking lies is
adharma.
Adharma. But because Krishna told, yeah, dharma. So morality and transcendental morality.
And many people say, see, all said and done, after hearing Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna fought only. He did not beg. He followed his dharma. No. He followed his dharma as a devotee. That's what always Prabhupada keeps telling. Arjuna didn't want to fight, but he fought eventually because it pleased Krishna. Prabhupada ever said that Arjuna didn't want to fight, but he fought because he's a Kshatriya. Kabhi bole nahi. Kabhi nikal ke dikhao. That is the point. Because when you say, start telling dharma, then you have to tell. First you have to know your position in varna and ashrama to decide what your dharma is.
That itself is a big question.
Although this is a seemingly paradoxical statement. So he says that the first step Raghunath Das gives to his mind is, O mind, give up attachment to dharma and adharma. Give up attachment to following the religious principles and non-following of religious principles. Although this is a seemingly paradoxical statement, Bhaktivinoda Thakur resolves this contradiction. On the one hand, we are told to follow the principles of dharma, and we promise our guru that we will follow the four regulative principles. Yet, on the other hand, we are told, well, give it up. All this is nonsense. Sarvadharman Paritya Mamekam Sharanam Braja. But as a part of surrender, we follow it. And everything that is unfavorable to the surrender, we give up.
There
is a very certain difference. Oh, this is dharma, so we have to give up. No. This is favorable to my surrender, therefore I accept. I follow it not because it is dharma. I follow it because it is favorable to Krishna. Pleasing Krishna. Even if you are an absolute ignoramus, an ignorant person, you can still go back home back to Krishna. Even if you are a mlecha and have nothing to do with Brahminical culture, you can still go back because these things are unimportant. Yet, it is easy to become confused whether dharma is important or unimportant. We may oscillate from one extreme to the other. One extreme, yes, dharma. Another extreme, dharma is absolutely non-important. Both are wrong. The point is, what is the guiding principle? Vedic culture or true culture is so important because it actually reflects the laws of the spiritual world. The principles of Brahminical culture, strictly speaking, are not just some fanciful conventions. These are profound laws that help us tune into the right mood, which is very important because the law of the spiritual world is to always be in the right mood, the basis of which is to surrender to God. So, certain cultural aspects are very important because it is very conducive. So we may accept it because it is, if it is conducive to help me meditate on Krishna, then we accept those principles. The materialistic Brahmanas forget about this detail of mood, although they observe everything else. Therefore, any religious preacher or true messenger of God comes and says, Na dharmam, na dharmam, shrutigana niruptam kila kuru. All this good and bad is just nonsense. However, it is very important not to throw the baby out with the bathwater because these principles are nonetheless essential. So both principles, both should not be, both extremes should not be followed. Because both extremes are based on improper understanding. Krishna is not advocating that one gives up dharma. When Krishna says, Ragad, Indriyasya Indriyasyarte Ragad Vesho Vyavastito, Tayor Navashamagache Taushyasya Paripantino. So he says, in the sense objects, raga and dvesha are situated. So don't engage your senses in the don't get attached to. So what Krishna is telling essentially is stop making decisions on the platform of likes and dislikes, raga and dvesha. Start acting on the platform of duty. That's what he is telling. He does not say, don't do, but change the paradigm. Don't fight because you like, but fight because it's your duty. Because oh, karma ka section mein is telling. Correct, man. So, which means, अरे अभी मुझे तो राइस अच्छा लगता है तो कृष्णा से राग द्वेष यू नो डोंट एक्ट ऑन द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ राग एंड द्वेष सो आई शुड नॉट ईट राइस इज दैट द राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग डोंट ईट राइस बिकॉज यू लाइक इट बट ईट राइस बिकॉज दैट इज ओनली अवेलेबल दैट इज ओनली बीइंग सर्व्ड सो एक्सेप्ट इट बिकॉज दैट इज ओनली बीइंग सर्व्ड. You need strength to perform your sadhana. So, abhi aap bolenge ki no, Krishna says that don't act on the platform of likes and dislikes. Rice you like. So, you took rice. So, you broke the principle. No.
Guided by other principle.
is guided by a higher principle. The higher principle is eat whatever is provided. What is provided is rice. And incidentally, I happen to like it. But I am not acting on the platform of raga and dvesha. So, Krishna is not advocating give up dharma. But he is trying to raise the practitioner to a higher level. Start considering what is pleasing to me. And what is pleasing to Krishna is automatically dharma. So, dharma is automatically followed. But not because, not with the mood of following dharma, but with the mood of following what is pleasing to Krishna. That is the point. However, it is very important not to throw the baby out with the bath water, because these principles are nonetheless essential. The primary principle is love of God. We should forget about ourselves and give up our selfishness. We must purify our hearts so there will be an outpouring of pure love to serve Krishna. But there are also secondary principles. The secondary principles mean, for example, that we should eat with our right hand and use our left hands to take care of what comes out as a result of our food intake. Or we should not give or accept anything using our left hand, which is the behavior of someone familiar with Vedic culture. But in no way we should confuse the primary and secondary principles with each other. Yes, OTK, these things we should follow. It's culture. Well, it is favorable. We don't blindly reject these things. First of all, he says a person should follow all the primary principles. There are only five main principles of devotional service, which are Panchanga Bhakti. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Maturavasa Shri Murti Rashraddaya Sevan. Okay. We should always, at least in our minds, live in a holy place. We should hear the scriptures. First of all, Srimad Bhagavatam. We should chant the holy name. We should associate with Vaishnavas and we should worship a deity. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that first we should adopt these five principles. They must be the center of our lives in any situation. Which means they must be the guiding light. Whether it is a conditioned situation or a situation in spiritual life. Conditioned stage may be, these must be our guiding light. They are the basis of spiritual existence. In the spiritual world also we will do the same thing. What do devotees do in the spiritual world? Where do they live first of all? They live in a holy place because Vaikuntha is holy. Do they worship a deity or not? They do. Krishna. They take care of him, they feed him and they bathe him and dress him. What else do they do? Do they hear Srimad Bhagavatam? They do constantly. They constantly speak about Krishna and that is it. Do they associate with sadhus? Certainly. Do they associate with materialists? No, because there is no materialist in the spiritual world. Do they sing the holy name? Yes, always. In other words, these five items are both sadhana and sadhya at the same time. These principles constitute not just the method, but also the goal of our spiritual practice. When we attain that goal, we will do the same. But in the right state of mind and heart. When our hearts will be absolutely pure and overflowing with love. Therefore, when asked, what is the result of your chanting of the holy name? Srila Prabhupada would reply that we will chant even more. But at the same time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that along with these five basic principles of bhakti, we must decide what to do with the secondary principles. Cleanliness, truthfulness.
64 main.
64 primary. Secondary principles like cleanliness, truthfulness. Isme kya karna hai? Usme bhi jo anukul hai, wo accept karna hai.
Dharmic.
Yeah.
Varnashram ke hisab se. Morning bathing.
Bathing we do. Because we have to be clean for... because... The deities are clean. We can't be unclean. So we take care of these principles. So he says that some of us choose the option to follow what we want. Others follow all the principles, or others follow only the principles that they have been taught. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that from the very beginning, never mind how difficult it may be and no matter how long it takes, we should try to follow all the secondary principles. From the very beginning, not only should we adopt the basic principles, but also we should study and achieve perfection in following all the details. As bhakti develops in our hearts, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, we must give up those principles that contradict bhakti. What is most surprising is that at the beginning he suggests we follow all the principles, even those that contradict bhakti. Very beginning means how beginning?
Shraddha japta.
That's my understanding. Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta yavata matkata shravana dhavva shraddha yavanna jayate. There are actually many principles of varnashram that contradict bhakti. When we talk about Vedic culture, the first item that comes to mind is the worship of the demigods. We are advised to worship this demigod or that demigod. For instance, Shachimata used to worship the goddess who protects children. But definitely these things we are not supposed to follow. Prabhupada never recommended. From the beginning, when one of his early disciples asked, can we keep Ganesh? He said, from what you are earning, you give me $10,000 per month, then you can keep Ganesh, Prabhupada. Basically, the answer was no. She worshipped the goddess of snakes to prevent reptiles biting her little Niman. But this Rupa Goswami is very clear that these should not be followed by even Raganuga sadhakas, what to speak of Vaidhi sadhakas. Yet worshipping devatas contradicts bhakti. Another principle of Vedic culture that contradicts bhakti is that we must respect
the... Can worship devata... praying to get more affection towards Krishna or
something. That is not needed. Why would one do that? Kar sakte hain.
Ek initiated family ke ghar pe gaya tha Sunday ko. To altar mein Sai Baba bhi rakha tha unhone. Sab Gopinath ka sab kuch tha. Proper our altar. Aur ek Sai Baba ko rakha hai. Which means that abhi tak wo 20 saal ho gaya hai sab kuch hai but toot nahi gaya.
But of course, Oi ghar pe some other family member may be there who may be attached to Sai Baba.
Koi old, just Oi,
uska behind ka story pata nahi humko, to kuch bol nahi sakte.
Kuch relation ye to puch nahi sakta na yaar. But usse un log ka kuch ye hoga kya? What will happen if
as a result? Nothing will happen, just that they have to, which means that their practice is, it's not properly based on our teachings. Another principle of Vedic culture that contradicts bhakti is that we must respect a person according to their varna or the social position. Following a similar principle of bhakti, we respect a person not because of their varna or their exalted position, but because of their devotional qualities. Actually, he presents a hierarchy. Nevertheless, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that at the beginning we must follow all the principles. At the beginning means what it means, not the beginning of bhakti. Before we begin bhakti. This is what he is telling, following Varanashram. If one comes to bhakti with the having practiced on the platform of Varanashram, then it is always very favorable. This is because first of all we are attached to the body, and secondly because we do not yet have sufficient bhakti ourselves to see bhakti in the others. Therefore, from the very beginning, when we just begin our path of devotional service, we must follow the maximum of what is possible of secondary principles. We must not neglect any details, and nothing should be considered trifling. The second step is that we renounce that which interferes with our bhakti. My understanding is, before that faith dawns, one should perfectly follow the secondary principles. But once faith dawns, one should reject those principles which are unfavorable to bhakti. And the third step is that we give up everything and become a pure soul. It is the stage of bhava. The third stage, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, is when we begin to understand that all the principles of Varnashram are servants of the main principle. Sarve vidhi nishedhyaso yateyoreva kinkara. It is in this way that we follow the principles of Varnashram and understand which ones we ignore and which ones we do not ignore. In other words, if we return once again to the main thesis, we must first follow the maximum principles of Dharma for our stage of advancement. Abhi 10 saal practice kar liya, uske liye bhi ye lagu hai kya? Pata nahi. I don't know what Maharaj means here, I don't know, let's see. Only as bhakti develops in our hearts, may we gradually give up some small things and see whether or not they hinder the development of the basic principle. There are also, so which means, does Maharaj indicate that in the beginning we should worship Devatas?
The Varnashram,
when Varnashram, oh, Devi Varnashram mein toh hai hi nahi. Worship of Devatas.
Yeah.
See, these are the points which we cannot quote to establish a principle. Prabhupada ne kabhi Sachimata worshipped the snake god, Sachimata worshipped the Kabhi sunaye kya?
Kabhi ne.
Or Prabhupada telling that, see, even the gopis worship Katyayani Devi. Kabhi bola hai kya Prabhupada ne? Writings, speech, never. In fact, it is very clearly given in Bhakti Rasam Sindhu that these are the things which even a Raganuga Sadhaka should not try to follow. There are also other very important points related to the principles of Vedic culture which we should consider. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna formulates the attitude of Vedic culture. These are the words of Krishna himself addressed to us. Krishna explains to Uddhava, who is the best of men, Ajna evam gunan doshan mayadishtan apiswakan Dharman santyajya yas sarvan mambajet satu sattama. Iska purport Krishna Jagat Thakur ka padu. Powerful purport. A person who, understanding good and bad aspects of dharma as taught by me, gives up all his duties and simply worships me is the best of all. Krishna states that the best human being is the person who perfectly knows that the Lord has given the principle of Vedic scriptures to purify their heart. And the principles of Vedic scriptures are beneficial. The best person knows that someone who rejects these principles begins to degrade and eventually goes to hell. But despite knowing that Krishna himself has given these principles to purify our hearts and that those who neglect these principles go to hell, such a person rejects these principles and starts worshipping Krishna. He is not rejecting the principle. He rejects it if that is unfavorable to Krishna. He may follow also. Rejecting is not the point. Mam bhajet is the focus. Dharman santyajya means that attitude is given up. I have to be a dharmic person. That attitude is given up. But he is not giving up dharma. He is performing mam bhajet. In worshipping Krishna, under guidance of a guru, how can you commit adharma? That is the point. What Krishna defines in this verse is exemplified by the gopis. आपको प्रसाद देने के लिए जाना है ना 10:10 We'll pause here.
सोच रहा हूँ
कटी लेने के लिए ठीक है, उसके लिए आपको 11 बजे तक वेट करना पड़ेगा. चलेगा एटलीस्ट 11 इट विल टेक. वो ऑफरिंग होते होते 11:30 तक हो जाएगा. कंटिन्यू करें 10:30 को हैमर ऊपर जाएगा. ओके ओके. सो व्हाट कृष्णा डिफाइन्स इन दिस वर्स इज एग्जाम्प्लीफाइड बाय द गोपीज. वी कैन रिफ्लेक्ट ऑन देयर रिजेक्शन ऑफ ऑल प्रिंसिपल्स इवन दोज दैट आर नॉट रिजेक्टेड इन डीसेंट सोसाइटी. They rejected not just some detailed dharmic principles, but they in fact abandoned their husbands and their children. They abandoned everything they could and ran away to Krishna. In the dark at night, they ran to the forest, to a stranger, to some cowherd boy who started playing his flute. The gopis gave up everything. However, in the above verse, Krishna makes an extremely important statement that the best of humanity is not the person who rejects the value of dharma. At the outset, Krishna says that the best persons are they who know that it is Krishna who has given the numerous principles of Vedic scriptures, that these principles purify our hearts, and that if we violate these principles, we will become degraded. Despite this, the person gives up everything and sees these principles as an impediment to serving Krishna. Sees these principles, name this paradigm, Dvaite Bhadra Bhadra Gyan Ehi Sava Brahma Ehi Bhala Ehi Manda Ehi Mano Dharma. So that paradigm is what they reject. They don't reject dharma, they reject the paradigm of dharma and adharma, and they accept the paradigm of what is pleasing to Krishna. So you can't say that they are rejecting dharma. Even though Krishna says dharman santyajya, he is talking about the paradigm, not the activity dharma itself. That we have to understand. Because if you say like that, then it is not reflected in the activity of a devotee. He is still acting very dharmically. Will you say that, oh no, he has not given up dharma? सर्वधर्मान परित्यज फॉलो नहीं कर रहा है बोल सकते हैं क्या? द प्रिंसिपल इज नॉट दैट. फॉर एग्जाम्पल व्हेन कृष्णा हैड अ हेडेक एट हिज रिक्वेस्ट नारद मुनि स्टार्टेड आस्किंग डिफरेंट पीपल प्लीज गिव कृष्णा द डस्ट ऑफ योर फीट बिकॉज ओनली द डस्ट ऑफ योर फीट कैन सेव हिम. व्हाट डिड दे से? ओ वी कांट डू दैट, वी विल गो टू हेल्प, दिस इज अ वायलेशन ऑफ धर्म. However, when Narada Muni found the gopis, they said, here, take the dust from our feet immediately. Narada asked, aren't you afraid that you'll go to hell? Who cares about hell? The main thing is that Krishna will stop having a headache. Therefore, we should know all the principles of dharma, knowing that they are meant to purify the heart. We can have such knowledge only in practice, not theoretically. Understanding that these principles purify our hearts and nevertheless still give them up at the right time. In other words, first we have to understand the following, that following Vedic culture is good. But what about those people who have taken up to, the problem is we are trying to create a divide between following bhakti and Vedic culture. Bhakti is also within Vedic culture only. Following bhakti are for automatically following Vedic culture. Divide create karne ka zarurat hi nahi hai. That is the point. Prabhupada also said, as far as possible, follow, wear Vaikuntha dress. Dhoti, kurta and sari. Prabhupada ne bola. Hai ki nahi? Tilak lagao. So these things were mentioned by Prabhupada because they are conducive to create a devotional mood. Not just because it is Vedic culture. That is the point. Therefore, we should know all the principles of dharma. Okay. The first aphorism of the कर्म मीमांस सूत्र बाय जैमिनी ऋषि इज अतातो धर्म जिज्ञासा अतातो ब्रह्म जिज्ञासा इज नाउ दैट वी हैव ऑब्टेंड अ ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ वी शुड आस्क क्वेश्चंस अबाउट धर्म वी मस्ट आस्क आवरसेल्व्स व्हाट इज गुड एंड व्हाट इज बैड व्हाट इज गुड एंड व्हाट इज बैड इज बेस्ड ऑन वन्स अधिकार what is religion and what is not religion what we should follow and what we should not follow the simplest definition of dharma is that by observing certain rules we get benefit in this life and in the next if people follow the laws of dharma consistently and as a principle they will reap the benefit both now and in the future if they do not follow these principles they are engaged in adharma and if someone violates these principles and acts against them it is called vikarma kukarma or ugra karma such a person who engages in terrible activities which bring pain even in the present and bad reactions in the future an important point here is that principles of morality need to be applied realistically for example we can say that sex is bad and that the highest principle of morality is not engage in sex at all but it is an unrealistic goal for most people therefore the vedas say that we should marry and perform vivaha yagya sex should be done as a yagya as a sacrifice we should focus our love on one person and develop a relationship with that person the 11th canto of shrimad bhagavatam in the 3rd chapter krishna says that if a person has not curbed his senses and has also given up the principle of the vedas they will inevitably fall down from spiritual life the principles of the vedas means once a principle principles of karma bhi vedas mein hai principles of gyana bhi vedas mein hai principles of bhakti bhi vedas mein hai we are not talking about giving vedic principles we are talking about which of these three principles to choose that is the point yes if one gives up all these three one will fall down But amongst the three, what to choose? What decides?
Adhikar.
Adhikar. What is the adhikar for bhakti?
Jata shraddha.
Shraddha, not bhava. That is the point. If by our inner state of bhakti, Maharaj had quoted this agnya eva gunan doshan verse. Uska hum purport padenge. Kya explanation hai uska? If by our inner state of bhakti, we have not yet developed our love to such an extent that we can renounce everything but we still try to live according to the see renunciation is one thing now we are talking about renunciation that is grihastha and grihatyagi See, this is where there is a very hazy picture is created. So now we are marrying. Marrying means, does it mean performing certain things? Like for example, if a grihastha, so varnashram dharma means exactly varna and ashrama pata hoke. उसका एग्जैक्टली जो यज्ञ इत्यादि जो दिया है जो प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज दिया है वो सब नहीं करेगा तो इट इज सिंफुल दोस थिंग्स एंड ऑल वी डोंट फॉर अ डिवोटी इट इज नॉट सिंफुल इफ अ गृहस्थ ही इज क्वालिफाइड टू बी अ क्षत्रिय बट कुछ वैश्य प्रोफेशन कर रहा है कैन ही प्रोग्रेस इन भक्ति आर नॉट इज इट सिंफुल तो वो कंसिडरेशन नहीं है दैट दोस थिंग्स वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड बट हैविंग सेड दैट विवाह जरूरत है कि नहीं है जरूरत है
कोई भक्ति नहीं कर रहा है और गृहस्थ वैश्य है गृहस्थ क्षत्रिय है और वैश्य कर रहा है तो दैट्स अ
सिंपल एक्टिविटी या बट वी स्टिल ट्राई टू लिव अकॉर्डिंग टू द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ रेनन्सिएशन द रिजल्ट इज वेरी अनफॉर्चुनेट देयरफॉर द वेदास ट्राइ टू मेक अलाउंसेस फॉर कंडीशन नेचर and operate in such a way that the conditioned nature does not impede the development of bhakti but conditioned nature ko dovetail karna within the realm of bhakti is also it is there The Vedas offer the opportunity for Vivaha Yajna. So we can live with our lawful wife or husband and there will be no sin attached to it. The result is actual moral principles. This is the glory of the Vedic principles. They try to give us an opportunity to actually progress and simultaneously cleanse our hearts. Of course, we have to understand Maharaj is giving this lecture in Russia. This was originally given in Russia and transcribed into English. Translated and transcribed lecture. Whatever Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj kaya, this was a seminar conducted in Russia.
Based on this book.
Based on Manasiksha. Seminar. So maybe there he wanted to emphasize the importance of not giving up Vedic principles.
So
you have to understand it in that sense.
If you'd have written personally, you'd have the language.
Maybe, I don't know. Krishna says that if you want to be rich, if you want to be happy, if you want to have a nice family life, then follow the principles of dharma. Along with this candy, Krishna also gives a medicine inside the sweets. A person swallows the candy and thinks, how sweet. Eventually, when they reach the center, the very essence, they suddenly realize they did not need the other part they had been sucking. Despite this greatness of Vedic dharma, Raghunath Das Goswami says, na dharmam na dharmam shruti gana niruptam kila kuru. Give up all dharma. In the end, attachment even to dharma is unfavorable for three very important reasons. First, when we are attached to dharma, we start to naturally depend on it. In other words, when attached to dharma, to the law in our lives, we tend to put dharma above God. We can see this flaw in the classical religions such as Judaism or Islam. A Jewish rabbi once said that the best religion is Judaism because to be an exemplary Jew, one does not even need to believe in God. All Jews need to do is simply follow all the Jewish principles and rules. Faith in God is not required. If a person becomes used to this, they become what Jesus called them, a legalist, a Pharisee, a scribe. When the law displaces God from the heart, instead of depending on God, such a person starts to depend on the law and becomes a karmi. That is why we speak disdainfully of karmis. But remember that karmi does not mean the general populace in the material world who are not karmis. Karmis are those who actually follow all the principles of dharma. Sometimes we may speak derisively of the grihamedis, but grihamedi literally means a person who perfectly follows all the principles of dharma. They perform sacrifices every day, pour ghee onto the fire, chant mantras and so on. A grihamedi is a high term for a person who follows all the principles, but who nevertheless has forgotten the most important thing that these principles are meant for, which is?
Principles are meant for pleasing Krishna.
Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. The second reason why attachment to dharma prevents us from attaining the supreme goal is a natural consequence stemming from the fact that we have become attached to the adherence to dharma. Simultaneously, we become attached to the pleasures that come from dharma. As explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jugupsitam Dharma Kriteya Anushasitah Svabhava Raktasya Mahan Vyatikrama. Narada Muni came to Vyasadeva and started rebuking him, saying, you have brought about the ruin of human society. You have given them all these Vedic scriptures and so have ensured their degradation. He said this because people will follow and become attached to the result, after which they ultimately forget about these very rules of dharma. In this way, human society becomes based. So first point is, you become attached to performing dharma rather than pleasing Krishna. Second is, by perfectly following it, it gives you some results also. Some facilities, enjoyment, you become attached to that also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains the third reason. He says that human psychology is such that we try to follow principles which are higher than our capability or qualification. What drives such action is pride, because people want to prove as soon as possible to everyone that they are the greatest devotee. I was once approached by a man who said that he had wanted to be great three times. Once, when he finished school and did not yet know what kind of a great man he would become, then he decided to join the armed forces to become a great military man. He did not succeed in achieving greatness that way. So his third attempt was when he decided to become a great devotee. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that first we must achieve stability in initially following some principles such as chanting the Maha Mantra before going any further. For instance, I may have started chanting 6 rounds, but I should not immediately try to chant 16 rounds if it is difficult for me. First, I must become very stable in chanting 6 rounds. Then further on, I must become stable in chanting 8 rounds. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in order to move successfully from stage to stage, I must first be firmly established on the current platform and not jump over 3 or more stages. That is right. From any platform, we must not first... the foot should become stable there, then you can take the foot and keep it at the next step. So, we must achieve stability on a certain stage before we raise the bar too high. Another problem is that when we achieve stability at this level, we can become attached only to this level. We may think that we don't have to advance any further. This attachment or pride to following the standard of a particular stage we have achieved becomes manifest in our attitude towards others. I am very perfect in doing this. Why don't you move further? No, I am perfect in doing this. We despise those below us, and more importantly, we despise those who are higher than ourselves. We develop attachment to our particular level and say, my level is the best. Those who are below me do terrible things. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that we can see this tendency at all different levels of development of human consciousness. Consider the attitude of those who are living uncivilized lives to those who live by specific rules and principles. They often think they are wasting their precious human life. Human life is so rarely achievable, and we can enjoy anything that no one else can enjoy, yet they spend their lives by following rules. They think these useless people, they are just following Varnashram, man. And people who follow certain rules have a contemptuous attitude towards those who believe in God. Those who just believe in God hold those who are very devoted to God in disdain. They say these bhaktas do not understand anything. The bhaktas who follow the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti think of the Raganuga bhaktas as mere sentimentalists. Therefore, we must equally take care of our own hearts and neither hurry too much nor linger too long at each stage. When we have reached a certain level, we must go higher. And that is why the Shastras describe going the whole way up. Sometimes we may wonder whether we need to hear descriptions of prema. But we do need to know what the supreme goal is. Occasionally, the description of prema may even frighten us. However, the principle should be that we gradually move from one stage to the next, and therefore, attachment to Varnashram can be a hindrance. So, Raghunath Das Goswami says here, Nadharmam Nadharmam Shrutigana Niruktam Kila Guru. Do not get attached to either dharma or to dharma. That is the point. So, we will pause here and